Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today I'm so excited. You know, our Saturday shows, we have guests from all over the country and all over the world, and today we have Doreen Guma. But before I introduce Doreen, I just want to say to my new listeners that you're probably wondering, what the hell's Reality Spirituality? Well, Reality Spirituality is a show that talks about and focuses on the internal happiness, being happy regardless of what happens to us, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what people do or say to us. Reality Spirituality shares tools and strategies and different perspectives so you, my dear listener, can be happier. And today I am happy to have Doreen as my guest, and Doreen Guma is the founder of TimeToPlay.com, as well as the author of the soon-to-be-released, actually it's being released, our book event. Our book release party is this Monday, June the 10th, in Long Island, where I plan to be flying tonight. And the book is entitled, If I Knew Then What I Know Now, Our Quest for Quality of Life. And I'm a contributing author. I wrote chapter 3. But what I love about this book is it's a book with 17 different perspectives, 17 people sharing and being open and honest with their life stories. And some of the stories, in fact, most of the stories are just heart-wrenching. You're gonna need a box of Kleenex when you're reading this book. But it's also inspirational, motivational. It just gives us all this hope and this feeling that we coming together as people helping people, which is one of Doreen's favorite mantras. And I love that we are not here by ourselves. We can reach out and assist, and just we can change the world. In fact, we are changing the world. Doreen is a board certified healthcare executive, and she's worked in the healthcare industry for over 24 years. She's seen sick people and sad people. She's talked to people who have regrets, and for this, she visualized, and this was over 2 years ago, she visualized this project, and she entitled it Time to Play. Isn't that a great title for Time to Play, which basically means that let's relax and let's start enjoying our lives. And Doreen and I met, which is crazy. She's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. And it was just one of those divine planning, because I had no idea who she was 2 years ago. She had no idea who I was. And together, we're working together now on this Time to Play project, and also with this fabulous book that you can pick up and you can actually purchase. You can just go to the Time to Play website, or you can also get it at Amazon.com. Doreen, I've spoken enough. Welcome, Doreen, to Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well, the book is out. It is also, I have the website, ifinewthenbook.com. If you do go to timetoplay.com and you go under programs, you can find the If I Knew Then What I Know Now book. Trying to get it to be a little visible so people can know. I do 1,000,000,000% agree with Rebecca with everything she said. And, you know, in all actuality, this book can change somebody and just get you. Because basically what I've realized in my own life is when you're in a situation, when you're in your day-to-day, when you're on that proverbial hamster wheel, you don't know you're in it. You're on it. You don't know. You don't realize. You just might be tired, or you just might not be, you know, enthusiastic or happy. I've been speaking of this recently. My brother had posted an article. He's actually written a chapter in the book as well called Lost and Then Found. And it's regarding depression, his experience of depression and suicidal ideation. And he posted, he's actually studying to be a pastor now in Virginia. He's at seminary. And he wants to help other people, you know. He posted an article that was a poll that two-thirds of the American population are not happy. And that troubled me greatly, which is really the founding point of the Time to Play project. If we're not happy, we have to figure out why. It is a root cause. So if anybody's interested in that article, if you go to timetoplay.com and you click on me, go to our team and you could click on me, it is referenced in my article there. It's a very frightening statistic. It's a very frightening, you know, we're just going through the motions of day to day. So the book, if I knew then what I know now, it's not to dictate to somebody what they should do to change, because nobody can change. Somebody else. We have to change ourselves. And it just could be just a small shift of perspective that can make us change.
Right, right. And let me say this, that that has been my goal and my mission. And honestly, we as individuals have to be the change that we want to see in the world. It's just the smallest change that someone makes or different perspective that you have. You have changed the world because you now are the example of that change. And when you go out into the world, you are a different energy. You are projecting a different mindset. So it's really interesting how just the individual changes and the world changes. I love, you know, and I agree, this happiness that we're talking about, let me just be clear, I'm not talking about a happiness that you get from achieving anything. I'm not talking about a happiness that you get from finding a person or living in a certain area or having a certain amount of money in the bank account. I'm talking about a happiness that really comes from within, a foundation of being settled, being content, being at peace with yourself, and being at peace with who you are, what you are, where you're going, what you're doing. I always, this is one of the things that I say, and I honestly, I do not feel like I have to do anything other than what I'm inspired to do. So I really don't feel like I need fixing or I need to be, I need fixing. I don't feel that. I feel that I just need to relax and be grateful and realize that this life is a gift. It is a gift. So when they're talking about people that are unhappy, you know, you think moment to moment you're going to accomplish something and then you're going to be happy. Well, that's not the happiness. I'm talking about an internal, unwavering foundation of happiness. Right, Doreen?
Absolutely. And actually what Rebecca's speaking of is the founding principle of why I wrote the book in the first place. If I knew then what I know now, the idea actually started in 2004. And basically, I was going through the motions of proving instead of living. I did this my whole life, 46 years. I'm 47 now, but I've been doing this my whole life and not realizing. Again, in the book, I discussed becoming a junkie of sorts because everybody has a self-destructive behavior, and that was my self-destructive behavior. So instead of, like Rebecca's saying, you're not going to find happiness because you get a better house, because it goes away. you know, I realized this. It took me 20 years to finish my master's. You can read the book. You can really get the whole, I guess, evolution of my realization in my component, my chapter, Always Striving for the Brass Ring. And it discusses that whole thing. Because guess what? When I got the master's, it wasn't enough. And there's chapters in here about marriage longevity and divorce, reinventing your life after divorce. There's chapters in here about everything that somebody would go through. If you go to ifiknewthenbook.com, you could see the table of contents. Being happy, healthy, have money, work-life balance, which is the time to play philosophy. And the book has different chapters. What do you want to be when you grow up? Forgiveness, which is something with Rebecca's chapter, the depression, suicide, about alcohol, substance abuse, things that people have experienced, self-destructive behavior people have experienced, and then they learn. And this is what we've learned. It's not just a person, and this is one of my pet peeves, you know, it's not a person who's a psychologist or a doctor. Like, I'm a woman, of course, right? So you go to a man gynecologist. Guess what? They don't really know. Not to do anything and say anything against male gynecologists, but this is an example that I can use so people can understand. I've worked in healthcare since 1987. I've worked with a million people. I've gone through a male gynecologist for a long time. It took a lot of realization, because that was what you were supposed to do. Let's just mention it. It took a lot of realization of myself to realize that that person has not experienced the things that we go through. So a psychologist, or like Maddie in her chapter on marriage longevity, used an example of Dr. Phil, who talks about how to have a healthy marriage, but he never did. So the people in this book are talking about things that they in their own life have learned through their practical experience, perhaps also through education, which most of the people have. As I am now a certified professional coach and a certified life coach, and Christy, who has, and Tammy, who had significant health deficiencies, are now holistic health counselors and other, you know, professionals in that respect. So, and like my brother Jonathan, whose chapter, and now he's studying to be a pastor. So this is not just from a personal, but also from an expert standpoint, giving what we've learned, and our hearts and souls are in this book to be able to help somebody else. And
that's it.
I did want to just mention regarding the time to play, everything that we do is intended to kind of be a trigger, to plant a seed, and to get somebody to recognize themselves in a story. Maybe it will save some time. And a lot of things reference back to personal experiences I had. So, for an example, recently I had gone to a seminar. And I observed a lot during that seminar. There was a man who stood up, and he was 76 years old, and he was 3 times married, and he was foreclosing on his house. Now, this is 76 years old. You think that by then you kind of have your crap together. You don't have to worry about stuff. But this man still had underlying
issues,
feeling that he was not good enough. And somehow I realized this causes self-sabotage. And this is what this man, still at 76 years old, was experiencing. So the goal of this book is to kind of make somebody maybe become aware, themselves having to become aware. I can't make somebody aware that they're going through something. They know. You kind of know.
Right.
Kind of ignore it. Right?
Well, let me say something about just people in general. You know, we definitely all have our own journey. And let me say this, that everybody's journey is perfect for them. The 76-year-old man who still has unresolved issues, if we will also, you know, I don't, actually, Doreen, we've never talked about this, but I definitely believe that that we do not die. We are energy, and our energy or our spirit, we do not die. So this energy never dies. The energy just continues on and continues on and continues on. So in this lifetime, maybe he's at this particular point. But in another lifetime, in a future lifetime, we all are evolving into this great, great energy of knowing who we are. So it's an evolution. And he's on his path. I have an 84-year-old mother. She's on her path. And just because you're at a certain age, it has nothing to do with where you are in your evolution. This is a personal journey that all of us, if you're feeling like you want to take it, if you, and it really takes courage. It takes courage to look in the mirror and say, I am accepting who I am. I am embracing who I am. I am loving who I am. And more importantly, I am willing to discover who I am and why I'm here. And enjoy the journey. One of my favorite quotes is, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So this is a personal journey and a personal a ride, if you will, an adventure, if you will. And just, I'm here to say, let's start enjoying this journey. Let's start enjoying what we're discovering. It's all about knowing yourself is the greatest gift, I think. One of the greatest gifts is knowing. And knowing that you're okay. And knowing that you are loved and knowing that you are here for a beautiful reason.
And I agree with that, but I...
I heard a butt.
I also believe that we all deserve to enjoy our life. And Rebecca knows this is one of my biggest thing, you know, no matter what your circumstance, there is a silver lining, no matter what. And chapter 2 of the book, I wrote a chapter called We Are All Tortured Fools. There actually is a sample read on the If I Knew Then book, so you can actually go and read that if, you know, you are interested. It's on the Barnes & Noble, but the link is right on ifiknewthenbook.com. But chapter 2, let me see if I could grab that part. I started as, who am I to write this book? That is a statement I woke up running through my mind this morning. It did not end there. The little voice kept at me. Who am I to think I can write a book? I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm just a little 5'2" woman from Long Island with a vision of hope. Hope that perhaps someone reading this book will identify with something we have written, hope that they realize they're in an undesirable situation where they feel unhappy, displeased, hopeless, or helpless, hope that what we have written might spark a change so they can live a better life. But still I ask, what do I know about the plight of others? What makes me special? What makes me able to do this? Is there real validity in what I want to achieve? Are my opinions and observations justified? Why do we do this to ourselves? I have come to the conclusion that we are all tortured souls, but it's my opinion that we do it to ourselves. And this is very pointed. Let me say this.
We do it to ourselves because we don't know any better. We do it to ourselves because we don't know any better. We do it to ourselves because our parents did it to themselves and our parents didn't know any better. So all of this, what you're talking about is you're talking about someone waking up, just an awakening.
Exactly.
Let's wake up. And everybody, and what this book is going to do, When you pick up and you read it, and I really highly encourage that you do. What you do is, we're all in this boat together. No one is better than anybody else. No one is more special than anybody else. We all have a purpose, and we all have this energy that's living inside us that connects us to the universe. In fact, we are the universe. I loved your post this morning. Well, you know what? We have a caller, and let's see if the caller has a question. Hold on just a second. Let me take a question from the caller. Oop. Uh-oh, what did I do wrong? Hold on. What did I do wrong? Push too many buttons. Okay.
Well, while you're pushing, I did want to just mention that the whole book, the underlying theme is really self-worth. And I know that 76-year-old man, like I said, he stood up and he said that he did not believe he was worthy. And it doesn't stop. There's an example in the book of an 80-something-year-old woman who was talking to me about going to see her sister, the smart one. We have these beliefs in our minds that are implanted somewhere along our lifetime. And when you read my chapter, you'll see all about my stuff, you know, because maybe it'll help somebody recognize themselves in there. But self-worth, self-esteem, why do we do this to ourselves? It's up to us to realize we are good enough. Every single one of us has a gift, every single one. And I think that that's something extremely important that people do need to realize and to understand about themselves. So.
I agree. I agree totally. And let me say this about our gifts. I think one of the greatest gifts is to know that you don't have anything to prove. You don't have anything to prove. All you have to do is be. I mean, can you imagine being at peace with yourself?
It's so much better than being a tortured soul.
Yeah,
you wake up and you just have a different aura and a different way about yourself, and you know you're not disappointed with yourself and you're not discouraged with yourself.
So what I want to do right now with everybody on this call, because I want you to feel it. It's good to talk about it, but I want you to really feel it. So everybody on this call, just for a few seconds, I want you to close your eyes right now. Wherever you're sitting, just close your eyes and take deep breaths. Close your eyes, shoulders down. And take some deep breaths. And I want you to say this quietly to yourself. I am amazing. I am the gift. I am the universe. I am loved. I am perfect. Deep breaths. You are the universe. You are loved. You are amazing. How did that feel?
Fabulous. Very fabulous.
Mhm. Did you feel that? Did you feel that, Doreen?
Absolutely. Always when I talk to you, I do. I know. It's pretty cool. So, what else did I want to say? Oh, one more thing about things that are important. And for the third week in a row, Rebecca and myself and Michael are going to be speaking about forgiveness, which is a central theme of Rebecca's quality of life chapter that she had contributed to the chapter 3. And you'll read in my chapter that literally I deeply hated my father for 30 years almost. And that is something that I know detracted from my life. Rebecca's chapter is extremely worthwhile for somebody to read and learn from. And that is the theme of the Empower Half Hour. So if you go to timetoplay.com and you click on podcast, we do Empower Half Hour Wednesday morning, 9:30 Eastern time, but it is recorded the same as this one is, so people can listen at any time. But Rebecca,
Doreen,
you have the analogy.
Doreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say we have a person in the chat room, and you talked about your father, hating your father, not hating your, well, yeah, for 30 years. Someone in the chat room, Aloha Jay. Hi, Aloha Jay. He said his was 25 years. So he had an issue with his father for 25 years. And I'm just saying that's what it is. We are all in this together. We all have issues. And I'm so grateful to be a part of the Time to Play project, and I'm so grateful that I found my Doreen Guma. Now, there's somebody else that's on the line. Okay, Doreen, let's see. Aloha Jay said he forgave his father face-to-face, and he even has the date, December 27, 2003. Now, we have someone else that's on the line. Do you want to ask a question, area code 631? Hello?
I don't know. They're seeming to be missing.
Okay. All right. So let me put them on mute again. But this person in Aloha Jay says, when you forgive, and this is another thing, when you forgive, you're actually doing it for yourself. And forgiveness is for you. I mean, if you can imagine, we're talking about being happy. Do you think having the ability to forgive subtracts from your happiness or adds to your happiness? Of course, it adds to your happiness, correct? So it's just all I'm trying to say is every day be conscious of doing and saying and speaking things that are going to add to your happiness or subtract. And I always ask myself this question, what am I creating? And Doreen, you're talking about Time to Play and the podcast. And yes, the podcast on Time to Play every Wednesday. You can also listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, and it's on 9:30 Eastern time. And you can go and re-listen to last 2 weeks' shows. And we were talking about forgiveness. Great shows, a lot of good content. Yes, I did hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay, they just wrote another question. Doreen, there's a question here, and where can we buy the book? Doreen, are you still with us? Oh, no. Doreen, are you still on? Okay, well, it looks like If you can hear me, Doreen, just call back because I have you on. Oh, you know what? 90 seconds left in the show. Well, how do you like them apples? You can purchase the book. You can go to my website also at www.RebeccaNorrington.com, or you can go to timetoplay.com, and you can see the book, and it's called If I Knew Then What I Know Now, Our Quest for Quality of Life. And I want to say thank you all for listening to Reality Spirituality. I will not be on the air tomorrow. I will be flying. I will be in Long Island this time tomorrow. But listen next week, where we're going to have a new guest on Saturday. And, of course, the show that I have on Sunday with my audience. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you'd like more information on my coaching programs, you can just go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. And let's see if I can bring this line up. Okay, there she is. Doreen.
I'm back. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I was just letting everyone know that where to buy the book and where to find you and where to find Time to Play. And we actually have 30 seconds left in the show. So
that's fine. You told everybody where the book was, right?
So yes. But
if you go to ifinewthenbook.com, that's the easiest, you know, or okay. Time to Play Books. Or it is on Amazon, it is on Barnes & Noble, but only the electric version so far. They didn't, something about formatting it, because they do direct print, so it's got to be formatted differently. The hardcover book is physically available. If you go to ifinewthenbook.com, you know, you could order it right through my website until they have it up. It takes like 3 weeks. So we're just brand new with this, and then the Amazon and the Barnes & Noble. If you Google Doreen L, as in Lenore, sorry, it's my horrible middle name, Doreen L.
No, it's not
Guma.
A horrible name.
Guma is G-U-M-A. So if you have to actually put in Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N L, Guma, G-U-M-A, and it comes right up as well. So yep. I hope people do take time to read it. It's just such a pleasurable read. I read the whole thing final through so I can make sure there were no errors in it. It took me 9 hours. I didn't fall asleep, which is an unusual thing when you read a book. So
well, and also you can find there, and for my listeners, you can also go to my website because I have a link.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm
have
so
a link.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's right there.
Yeah. So it's posted on my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. And I want to say thank you all for joining us in this today's show. We are still recording, so if anybody listens to this podcast, they're going to get all of this information. And I just want to remind you that, remember, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose in any situation, in any circumstances, or in any relationship. You and you alone can choose how you want to react, and you can choose how you want to feel. And now that you know how powerful you really are, you can begin choosing how you're going to spend the rest of these precious moments of your life. Happiness is a choice. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Until next week, have a great week, everyone. I love you.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Good now.
Get real.
Good.
Get real.
Now,
what I'm about to say. Time to get real.